now. Jared Scorp here, the Senior Director of Marketing and Communications and the Director of the Frank Beckman Center for Journalism at the Mackinac Center for Public Policy. Jared, good to have you here.
Thanks for having me.
First of all, just take a moment. Frank Beckman, I filled in for Frank lots of times down at WJR in Detroit. Great guy. Phenomenal, smart broadcaster. When did you make this change so people know that the Center for Journalism is now the Beckman Center for Journalism?
That was the beginning of this year, so January of this year.
So that's kind of a, you know, he's kind of a legend in broadcasting in Michigan, wasn't he?
He was, and I had a great time getting to know him over the years, and then especially in the last year until, unfortunately, he passed away.
Yeah, tough break, for obviously, for him and his families. All right, let's see here. Let's talk about needing more nurses. You know, I was just talking about the requirement now in Michigan that you have to, if you're a white nurse, you have to admit that you have... that you're racist, basically, right? And it's part of your licensing process. Is that going to get us more nurses?
I don't think that'll help. Yeah, those were the governor and the licensing department added new continuing education hours that included DEI, critical race theory work for nurses. I mean, it comes from a place that makes sense, which is that there are certain minority groups that have worse health outcomes, but... using that to assume that that's because of this ingrained racism in the
system. To blame the nurses. To blame doctors, nurses, dentists, counselors, really? Come on.
Right.
That's horrible. Anyhow, tell me what we need to do to make it easier for nurses to get on the job. Because as I discussed earlier with my guest then, nurses are the backbone of the American, well, globally, they're the backbone of medical service, period.
They are the backbone and they are the face of medical service. Well, one thing we could do, ironically, it was what Governor Whitmer did during the COVID pandemic with her executive orders, which is she immediately cut a lot of regulations allowing people who worked as nurses in other states to very quickly start working here in Michigan. She allowed people to skip some what I would call superfluous testing requirements. And she allowed nurses to work without the direct supervision of a doctor, which is what most states allow. And, unfortunately, she has gone back and reimposed those regulations and even vetoed bills that would get rid of some of them.
Really?
She did. Yeah, Michigan had a bill after the pandemic saying, hey, we need more nurses. If you've worked as a nurse in another state, as a licensed nurse in another state, let's make it so that you can work here in Michigan. We want people moving here, living in Michigan, working here in Michigan. And she vetoed that bill, unfortunately. And so now it's a hard time finding enough nurses to work our hospitals.
Yeah. So we need nurses. We need people in critical positions. Nursing is, in my estimation, Jared, is a pretty good career. I mean, you can make, you know, there's signing bonuses and there's opportunities where you can work like three long shifts and have 4 days off, three long shifts. I mean, that's pretty good gig, certainly for younger people that can pull those longer shifts and take care of their patients. And then you got 4 days off. And it depends on where you are. But these are things that are out there, right?
It is. And I have a sister who's a nurse, and it was a great gig for her as she began having kids because you could kind of work with a schedule that made sense for her. And the thing that never made sense to me, so her husband is a teacher, and they moved from one state to another, was in some states you can do that. She moved from Pennsylvania to Illinois, immediately was able to begin working as a nurse. Then you have a state like Michigan where even if somebody's been working as a nurse for years, has no issues, the state still requires you to go through a bunch more new standards in order to try to work. My position is if somebody's been working in an area and somebody wants to hire that person and they say, yep, I think I trust them to do the job, they should be able to start working in that job in nursing and elsewhere.
I completely agree with that. Yeah, I completely agree with that point of view.
Yeah, imagine Ohio saying, well, we don't want the Steve Gruber show entering into our states. He might
be
unregulated broad. That might be for other reasons.
Well, you know, I mean, good Lord, you know, Ohio, Columbus, great city. except it's full of all those Buckeye fans. Other than that, you know. Jared Skorup here from the Frank Beckman Center for Journalism, Mackinac Center for Public Policy. Look, other things that I mean, we've got to find places where we can plug people in. A lot of people that have professional experience, and not just nurses, in a variety of places, could be contributing. Yeah. I've got this idea for a mentor program for schools. Of course, the unions hate it, where if you're older than 55, you've worked professionally as an accountant or a lawyer, whatever you might have been, that you can come in at a reduced rate for a limited number of years and teach school because you have professional experience. Why wouldn't you allow that to happen? We have a shortage of teachers. But, you know, of course, it gets blocked because, my God, that's a good idea. We better not do it.
Right? Yeah, we talk about a shortage of teachers. If you could be a college professor for 30 years, but if you want to go teach in the K-12 public school, nope, sorry, you got to go back and take classes. Construction workers trying to get relicensed. You know, somebody that's been a roofer for decades can't move to Michigan and just start working as a roofer. They got to go through licensing requirements. Obviously, a lot in these different health professions. Lawyers. Maybe we don't need any more of those. I don't know. But they have to come through and do new regulations when they move in the state.
Let's do a poll.
So there's just a whole host. I maybe shouldn't use lawyers. People
Let's
are
do a poll.
Say, nah, I don't
How many, raise your hand. How many people think we need more lawyers? Raise your hand. I got nobody, Jared. Nobody's raising their hand. It's weird.
I'll stick to the teachers and the nurses example.
Yeah. Fair point. Look, my mother was a school teacher. My grandmother was a school teacher. And I've used lots of nurses. Because as we discussed in the last hour, gravity always beats Gruber, always. And so I've spent my fair share talking to nurses and trying to recover. These are all good, important things. We need to make it easier for nurses to work, for teachers to work. You know, listen, when I was born, about 5% of the people that went to work back in 1960-something had to have a license to go to work. Today in America, it's crowding half. I mean, are we over-licensing and over-regulating? I think maybe. Maybe there's just, I mean, if you're an architect, a doctor, a dentist, a lawyer, okay. But if you're putting in my carpet in my house, you need a license? Or if you're cutting my hair, listen, the market will determine whether the haircut's any good, right?
I tell people cutting hair need to do more hours than airline pilots do in order to – they have more hours of education that are mandated to cut hair in Michigan than there are for people who fly commercial airlines. I mean, if you don't think there's a problem with that, it's crazy.
Absolutely insane. No question.
Yeah. And I build decks. My dad was a deck builder. Where I grew up in Illinois, no license to build decks. There was a local regulation, you know, they had building standards. But when I moved to Michigan, if you want to build decks, you got to go through the licensing agency in order to do so. There's just a lot of things I think we need to review, especially compared to our surrounding states, if we want people to move here and get working.
I totally agree. Jared, I can leave it right there. Greatly appreciate you being here, as always. And we'll talk soon, my friend.
Thank you, Steve.
There you have it. I guess I miss Frank Beckman. I'll just say that. Good guy, voice of Michigan football, a guy I filled in for a lot of times down at WJR in Detroit. Just a terrific human being and a great broadcaster, among other things. I'll be right back.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
We represent the bakers, auto repair shops, manufacturers, small business owners. Our job is to help businesses succeed by giving them a voice against restrictive regulations and overreaching government. Our commitment is to create and promote good public policy that will restore a strong, healthy economy. Our focus is being your champion for free enterprise. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. PatriotFoods.com.
Bluebird Foundation Repair and Waterproofing are your seawall repair specialists. Concrete, wood, or metal seawalls, Bluebird CFW has you covered. They have patented types of sealant and materials they use to keep your seawall protected. Plus, they use the latest in advanced pressure release technology that prevents cracks and restores the strength to your seawall. Bluebird has been servicing the state of Michigan for over 20 years. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and are the number one seawall repair specialist. Go to BluebirdCFW.com and schedule your free estimate. That's BluebirdCFW.com.